This is Ready Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government holds talks with top leadership of three major political parties to create environment for House of Representatives elections. Leaders stress and secured assurance for free and fair elections. Former Nepali Army Lieutenant General Balananda Sharma, appointed Nepal's Foreign Affairs Minister, assumes office highlighting coordination with neighboring and other countries on election-related issues. And Ukrainian President Zelensky held new ideas to advance Ukraine peace after talks with U.S. envoys. Now the news in detail. The government has held separate discussions with top leaders of three major political parties to create a conducive environment for the upcoming House of Representatives elections scheduled for the 5th of March. As part of this initiative, Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Khural held separate meetings today with Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, CPNUM Chair KP Sharma Oli and Nepali Communist Party Coordinator Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda at their respective residences. During the meeting, Nepali Congress President Deuba said that the Nepali Congress has already begun preparations to take part in the elections, adding that holding the polls on time remains the top priority for the party. Similarly, UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli stating that the UML has desire to go for the elections. Both the leaders, however, expressed concern that an election environment only is ensured through ensuring security for free and fair elections. Minister Khurel also held separate meeting today with Nepali Communist Party Chair Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. During the meeting, coordinator Dahal emphasized that the elections should be held on the scheduled date, reiterating that there is no alternative to elections. After meeting three leaders, Minister Khurel said that the government has strong determination to conduct the House of Representatives election on the scheduled date and is continuously pursuing talks and discussions with political parties. These consultations are as part of the government's effort to engage political parties ahead of the elections. Newly appointed Minister for Foreign Affairs Balananda Sharma has assumed office today. Speaking during his assumption of office at the ministry today, Minister Sharma said that the Foreign Affairs Ministry will coordinate as needed with neighboring and other countries on matters related to elections. The newly appointed minister took oath of office and secrecy before President Ramchandra Podyal at a special ceremony organized at the office of the president in Sitalnivas. Prime Minister Sushila Kharge appointed him the Minister for Foreign Affairs today itself. With the expansion of the cabinet, the Kharge-led government has become a 15-member cabinet. A retired Lieutenant General of the Nepali Army, Sharma, had also served as the coordinator of the then Army Integration Special Committee. He has also served as the Force Commander of the United Nations Peacekeeping Force. He is also the head of the Nepal's newly established National Defense University, contributing significantly to national defense and strategic initiatives. National Senior Citizens Day has been marked in Nepal today with various programs. This year's National Senior Citizens Day was celebrated with the theme Our Shared Campaign Respect and Honor for Senior Citizens. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Podyal has said that senior citizens, with their knowledge, skills and experience, are a source of inspiration and a driving force for societal development. President Podyal also urged family, society and all three tiers of government to facilitate the transfer of knowledge and experiences from the senior generation. Likewise, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Shraddha Shrestha, has emphasized that mutual cooperation and coordination are essential to address the problems of senior citizens. Meanwhile, National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to take senior citizens' rights seriously and to effectively implement existing laws and policies related to them. Minister for Health and Population, Dr. Sudha Gautam, had an inspection visit to the Singha Darbar Ayurvedic Clinic at Anamnagar today. On the occasion, she assured the ministry's dedication to offering essential support to the clinic for the production of Ayurvedic medicines. Minister Dr. Gautam stressed the need for increased promotion, noting that the Ayurvedic medicines and nutritional supplements produced by the clinic were yet to receive sufficient publicity. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bides gaye padi chinta ki na garde
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming lede
jaha bhaye padi paunu hos hami sangai
call gardus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajile
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *14**7# gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has given a positive assessment of a recent conversation with U.S. envoys on ways to end the Russia-Ukraine war. According to BBC, Zelensky said Thursday's call with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, which lasted nearly an hour, produced new ideas in terms of formats, meetings, and timing to bring real peace closer. The discussion followed the release of an updated 20-point peace plan agreed upon by U.S. and Ukrainian envoys in Florida. The Kremlin, however, said it is reviewing proposals brought back from the U.S. by a Russian envoy. Meanwhile, Trump and his team have been in talks with both Ukraine and Russia in an effort to reach the deal to end the war. Zelensky acknowledged that sensitive issues remain unresolved, but said, together with the American team, they understand how to put all of that in place. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the United States carried out a powerful strike against Islamic State militants in northwestern Nigeria. The BBC cited leader Trump as saying that the U.S. military conducted several strikes targeting militants linked to the Islamic State group. He added that the action was aimed at preventing terrorist violence. The U.S. Africa Command later said that the operation was carried out on Thursday in coordination with Nigerian authorities in Sokoto State. Nigeria's Foreign Minister Yusuf Maitama Tugar confirmed that the action was a joint operation targeting terrorists and said it was not directed at any particular religion. Heavy rainstorms across large parts of California have caused floods and mudslides, leaving 3 people dead as of Christmas night. According to the BBC, some areas of Los Angeles County received up to 11 inches of rainfall, prompting evacuations and the closure of major roads. Emergency responders have carried out multiple rescues, including people trapped in vehicles by rising flood waters. California Governor Gavin Newsom declared a state of emergency on Wednesday for Los Angeles and several other southern counties. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and the rest of the provinces. Light fog and mist will persist in many places of the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government holds talks with top leadership of 3 major political parties to create environment for House of Representatives elections. Leaders stress and secure assurance for free and fair elections. Former Nepali Army Lieutenant General Balananda Sharma, appointed Nepal's Foreign Affairs Minister, assumes office, highlighting coordination with neighboring and other countries on election-related issues. And Ukrainian President Zelensky hails new ideas to advance Ukraine peace after talks with U.S. envoys. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next note in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.